Well, good morning. It is December the 4th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled, I Doubt It. Let's hear a scripture. It's Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Continuing the story from where we were yesterday, here's what we read. Zechariah asked the angel, "Well, how can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." And the angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Consider this. Okay, let's talk doubt for just a moment. But before we do, I have to give Zechariah credit. Look, he gets major brownie points in his response to Gabriel. When he learned the news that Elizabeth was going to have a baby, he brought up the fact that he's old, and then, when faced with saying the same thing of his wife, he slowed down and carefully used the phrase that she's well along in years. Well played, Zechariah. Well played. Yet, something he had said struck a serious chord with the angel Gabriel. And it wasn't Zechariah's old age comment. It was the words he used before, stating the obvious. How can I be sure of this? That, my friends, is the scent of doubt overpowering the incense of wonder found in that moment. How many times does our doubt literally get in the way of the wonder that God has placed in our paths? You know, just recently, our doorbell rang at home and a courier left a package on our front doorstep. Apparently, my wife had ordered some baby gates that we need to put up in our home. With the gift of a grandchild in our lives comes the added bonus of making sure the house is grandbaby-proofed. It's never a bad idea to put up some boundaries to keep our sweet little ones from crawling into places that may be unsafe. Here's my thought. Baby gates are handy, but let's be real. They're not meant to be permanently installed. Children grow into teenagers who grow into adults, and whether we want it or not, the world becomes one big, open, and oftentimes scary place. And here's the problem with growing older. If we're not careful, we run the risk of putting baby gates back up in our paths, closing ourselves off from the hopes, the dreams, and the plans that the Lord may still have for us. Perhaps it's just safer to wall up those God-given wants rather than lean in and continue to intercede for our heart's desires. You know, Zechariah, a devout follower of the Lord who both knew the words and the promises of God, and who had literally just won the lottery moments earlier and was now standing in the temple, had just heard the miraculous. With the angel Gabriel in his midst, he had learned that the Messiah was coming into the world as told by the prophet Micah 400 years earlier, and Zechariah's own son would be the very one in the spirit of Elijah to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I love Gabriel's response to Zechariah's doubt. He simply replies, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I've been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Zechariah had closed the door on a dream, and when the path was revealed, he couldn't see the wonder that was staring at him within the moment. Gabriel's response, in effect, was this: "Why don't we just zip up that mouth of yours so moving forward, your words don't overshadow the wonder God is prophesying over you in this moment." Perhaps Zechariah's faith had weakened over time. You know, if we're going to be honest, it happens to us all too, right? I mean, here's the good news found in today's word. Weak faith does not weaken God's power. Let me say that one more time. Weak faith does not weaken God's power. So what is the Spirit saying to you in this moment? Let's pray. God of wonder, we thank you for the reminder that where there is breath in our lungs, there is a story still being written. So awaken our hearts and open our hands to receive the words of hope that you would breathe over us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here are the questions to think about today. Where are our words getting in the way of the wonder that God might be speaking over us this very moment? The second question is this. Where have we put baby gates back up in our stories that God might be wanting us to remove? What a word for the day. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.